Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I know that there's so many things that are going on, and it's amazing the type of influence the church can have when we understand our identity and who we're serving, who we are ambassadors for. But for some time, we've been talking about the seven spheres. We've been talking about the seven spheres or mountains you may have heard of society. And that's where, you know, you have religion, education, government, business, media, the family mountain, arts, entertainment. And whoever is on that top of the mountain, if you will, basically influences the policies and the structures and how things go in that particular sphere or realm or mountain of society, if you will. So whoever's on top of, let's say, the education mountains, those are the ones that are in charge of education. Those are the ones that are influencing policy, curriculum, what things are going to be allowed in schools, what are not, what's going to be shared. And for so long, the church has said, you know, well, we're going to stick to this religion mountain. You know, give me Jesus, you take everything else, and we haven't ventured out into the rest of society, if you will. And I'm talking about at large, the church at large. And many in the kingdom right now are rising up to their identity and saying, wait a minute, God's called us to have kingdom impact, not just on the religion mountain, but in all spheres of society, and to be able to have that influence for Christ. And Steve, I want you to share with us what's happening in education and how is the church working to invest in that sphere?
Well, CBN's reporting is about in the different makeups and the cultures within the education. It talks about the fact that there's specific dropout rates, and it's talking about minority students. And right now, there's 13 million Hispanic students, and this is according to the Pew Research Center. We'll have this all related to you. But they're talking about the fact that there's significant differences in those that are attending school and those that are dropping out. Those that are basically excelling in those, you know, graduate studies, increasing in education. But at the same time, too, it's just like what is beautiful is seeing how the church is responding. And there's a CBN video that shows this. But what I want you to listen to is how the church is saying the fact that, okay, we have a role to play in this. Take a look at this.
More minority children now attend U.S. public schools than white children, including some 13 million Hispanic students. But Latino church leaders say they're concerned because so many drop out of high school. It's why they're encouraging pastors to preach education from the pulpit. Heather Sells has this story.
When it comes to high school dropouts, Hispanic students lead the pack. 13% don't finish high school, compared to blacks at 8% and whites at 4%. Jenny Martinez says she felt alone as she considered college.
I remember going to high school and there weren't as many Latinos graduating. Very few taking AP classes, which are advanced classes.
This so-called Hispanic education gap has become a priority for many Hispanic churches. And the thinking goes like this, that educated followers of Christ can and should go into all sectors of society in order to better spread the gospel.
Our main message is this is important to us. This is a priority. We're the salt and the light. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. We need to finish our education. We need to not only be preachers and missionaries and evangelists, but we need to become lawyers and doctors and governors and senators.
Reverend Tony Suarez is helping to promote a new education campaign led by the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, which represents 40,000 churches. He admits the challenges are great.
I think some of that has to do with the immigration issue. Some of it has to do with parents that have been deported, single mother families raising their kids. The sons have to drop out of school to start work because the father's missing at home. Some of them, they have never had a family member that has graduated from high school. So there is no role model in their lives that they can look to.
The good news, the church can play a unique role to help families keep their kids in school.
The church is the most powerful influence that many of these families will ever have. It's the place where they're together. It's the place that influences the way they think, the way they act.
Author Mike Gonzalez says research shows another key link between church and school.
Church attendance is a much better indicator of how a kid will do in school, even if it's not a church school, right? Not a non-religious school, how he will do in school, than the color of his skin.
Maria Rodriguez credits fellow believers at her suburban Washington church with encouraging her to get a master's degree.
What really inspires me is within my church, we actually have a spirit of excellence and giving God our best.
Rodriguez also hopes her pursuit will help inspire a new generation.
I currently work with the youth in our church, and I know that in them seeing, hey, Maria did it, she can do it, then they can feel motivated as to, you know what, I can do it.
And just maybe the tide will turn, leading more young Hispanics to stay in school and pursue a better future. Heather Sells, CBN News.
This is so beautiful. When you think about what he had said, it's just like, okay, we recognize that there's a problem. We recognize that that attendance is down, education is down, but it's just like they didn't look for someone else to provide the answer. He said The biggest impact is the church. And I love what he said. He said, we're salt and light. We're ambassadors for the kingdom of God. We need to finish our education. We need to not only be preachers and missionaries and evangelists, but we need to become lawyers and doctors and governors and senators. And I love that because it's like we've been speaking out the awareness of just like we have an impact on our entire culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what you're talking about, John, is like the whole seven mountains, the spheres of culture, if you will. It's not about just that one moment when we come together as the church. But the thing about it is, though, where has God placed you? Whether it's in the business realm, it's the arts and culture, it's the media, it's the government, it's the business. God has called you and placed you to be an effective witness, an ambassador like you're talking about. And it's beautiful because the church is seeing that. And he says the church has the biggest impact to not only affect where they are, but the entire culture. It's powerful.
Wow. Well, when I think about that, I think about your own testimony. We just shared a little bit of it,
mm-hmm.
where you're in the military, mm-hmm. and it was Josiah. And Malachi,
yeah.
who had some tremendous impact in your life.
Yeah.
And when you gave your life to the Lord, you called back Malachi and said, hey, it happened.
Yeah.
They were faithful witness, not in the religion mountain,
yeah.
but you would say in your work mountain, in the place where you worked, in the
Huge.
Place that you had society, someone who knew Jesus Christ made a difference.
Yeah. Who's the president that was actually in America when Israel became a nation?
Harry Truman.
What stands out to me is that the one individual that really sowed into him the importance of standing with Israel was his mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like every single place that God has placed us, we have the ability to sow those seeds of who Jesus is, sow those seeds of the gospel, sow those seeds of the kingdom, because we don't know who it is that we're speaking to.
Yeah.
What really stands out to me is, you know, there was an evangelist, and I don't know if it was the 40s or the 50s, but his name was Mordecai Ham. And a lot of people don't recognize that name, but they would recognize a specific man that he spoke into. And he was the one that witnessed to Billy Graham. And it's just like, you never know the Billy Grahams who God has placed next to you. But if you don't speak the truth of who Jesus Christ is, those next to you can never say, I want to know Jesus. And it's just like where God has placed you, whether it is, you know, on a movie set behind a camera, whether it is at the administrative table when you're sitting, you know, with a round table of executives in a business realm, you're around, you know, the school board, those decision leaders.
Yeah. Speaking of school board, in terms of education, we're thankful for those Christians that want to step into the area of education and become on the school boards. They want to become superintendents. There are Christian teachers that are willing to stay in the gap and be able to teach children and have such an influence. It's amazing. I mean, I still remember great school teachers by name. I still remember those that had helped me, and there's something special upon their life. And I even remember of one teacher in high school who now I realize was a missionary in Africa.
Yeah.
And I never connected those dots till later. You matter and our children matter. And if we are faithful in this mountain, in this sphere, we're going to see huge kingdom impact as a result of it. more when we get right back from this break. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be talking about a new way of living and how God has already prepared it for us. We just have to walk in what He's prepared.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.